And how have you been proceeding?
This is very a tricky question. Actually, probably you might be able to help me in understanding how I was proceeding.
Oh. Very well.
Very good.
Perhaps the question should be, what have you been engaged?
Okay, I was binge watching something, as you know, as usual. So I was enjoying
it. And what I tell are you binge watching now?
Yeah. Actually, I even made my nephew and niece binge watch the same show, which is phenomenal. So I'm watching something quite interesting, and I feel very relevant to where I am now. It's about a model and the lawyer both die at the same moment, and then the model presses a button and she goes into the body of the lawyer. So she doesn't have the lawyer's memories. She has the model memories, but she has the lawyer body, who's overweight, doesn't take care of herself, works too much, etc. And it's interesting to see how this new person tries to be the person who likes to take care of her, how she looks, and at the same time use her intelligence, and the struggles she's facing in that. And it's very interesting. So I like that part. And there was another part that I was liking, but I wasn't sure what it was, which kept intriguing me. And then I discovered, in addition to the creativity of the legal arguments they keep using, but what was most important for me was what they are paying attention to. And it is helping me to see, actually I cannot see what I'm paying attention to yet, but I'm understanding what it does actually mean, what I'm paying attention to. Because, for example, I see the characters facing situations that would put me totally off or would make me begrudge someone for a long time, and they don't. And for me, I felt it was the difference between me and them, if I were to put myself in their shoes, is that I am putting attention and importance on things they don't necessarily put attention to or pay attention to. And what was for me, I guess, even underlying, and we've talked a lot about it, there is always this thing of people maybe are belittling me or betraying me, and not me not having confidence in me, and therefore not having confidence necessarily in other people. Whereas for them, they see their friends as their friends, and they don't, and little actions, even sometimes big actions, do not really stay in the way of their friendship. And it's not, and for me, of course, it can be the dramatic thing, but what was important for me is the importance, because they're so sure of themselves, they're not affected by whatever action is happening. What would you want to say?
I would express that this is an interesting premise, mm-hmm. in many different capacities. First of all, as you have expressed, it offers you the opportunity to see a different perspective, mm-hmm. and notice differences in importances. But I would also express that it is interesting you encouraged your niece and nephew to be watching this with you, mm-hmm. and that also presents another opportunity to ask them questions in relation to what they might perceive differently if they were in a different person's body. Mm. What you would perceive differently if you were in a different person's body. I would say that this is an interesting concept to entertain, viewing reality from a very different perspective that isn't your own. That how you might respond say that it would be interesting to observe other individuals from that perspective, from the perspective of the show, and then entertaining the idea or the question of how does the other individual see this situation or this subject, or entertaining the idea of why they would respond in the manner that they respond, which would likely be considerably different from how you would respond in a similar situation. I would express that this is an excellent exercise in moving in a direction of differences and stepping aside from your own perception, which could also easily move you in a direction of beginning to engage your empathic sense. For that is what you are doing when you engage your empathic sense. You are aware of yourself, but you are also experiencing from the perspective of another being.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Now, in any of that, did you entertain any of those ideas?
I actually, a little bit of, I was asking myself, how would I be in a different body? But I couldn't still get myself to see how I would react. But I more observe the main character. Because what is interesting is that the main character doesn't have memories of her current body. And she bumps into people from her past. And she doesn't know these people. And of course, these people have big issues with her. And it's interesting to see how she can actually dissolve these differences or act upon them, but in a very different way, because she doesn't have the emotional baggage that is tied to these experiences.
And did it give you ideas of how to perhaps experiment in manners that you could possibly entertain differences in perceptions in relation to other individuals?
Honestly, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. That is possibly an interesting game that you could engage.
Yes.
In relation to any individuals, co-workers, family members, even strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it would be a matter of engaging that action momentarily of stepping aside from your own perception and your own guidelines and momentarily allowing yourself to entertain or question what another individual's perception might be in that moment.
Yes.
Such as riding in a car. engaging the taxi. And rather than being the passenger in the car, momentarily stepping sideways and entertaining the idea of what is the driver of the car paying attention to, and what is important to that individual in that moment, not reaching the destination. You as the passenger, the important factor would be reaching your destination. But as the driver, reaching the destination may not necessarily be important at all.
Yes.
I would express that this is an interesting choice of program that you have chosen and have presented to yourself to entertain very different aspects of perception.
Yeah. Yes. And actually, I have a question on this binge watching. So now I have work and I have been favoring the binge watching to actually working. And now that I'm starting to work, I caught a flu or caught whatever, and it's making me like not being able to work as much as I would like. So, I mean, I would leave aside the flu or the whatever, but the idea of the binge watching that I do, it's sort of like I feel this is more important, for example, than working. And I have to tell you also, it has inspired me in working. I mean, when I wasn't able to understand why I were keeping binge watching, not that I have finished the season, the entire thing, but I'm almost there. Actually, my nephew has raised me, and he's finished it, just to know that. But his I didn't know why I sort of like still have kept binge watching, feeling that there is something important there, and I was asking myself if I was tricking myself or whatever. But I found myself after maybe 26 episodes inspired to work watching that because of the creativity. But I'm not sure. Yeah, but sometimes it worries me because I have this tendency to procrastinate, and I don't know when I am doing something that is beneficial that doesn't seem beneficial. Like watching watching a program rather than attending to an assignment. I mean, I don't have a fixed deadline, but I know that things will start running soon. So knowing that I don't sort of like have a looming and dooming deadline, I'm okay. But I've always been a last minute person. And actually, I was chatting with friends I have not seen for years, and I was saying I'm so sick of being a last minute person, and they said, but you've always been a last minute person, why do you want to even change it? You can't. That's you. This is how we've known you.
I would say,
yes,
that actually there are differences in individuals in relation to that type of expression. And most individuals that perceive themselves to be a procrastinator or a last-minute individual, as you express, most of them interpret a similar perception as yourself, that this is not necessarily good, and that they wish that they were different. But in actuality, this is once again another subject that is about recognizing a piece of your own natural flow and asking yourself, why are you this way, in a manner of speaking? What motivates you in that direction? What motivates you to express in that manner rather than a different manner? this is actually another piece that is important. And let me express to you, this offers you an excellent clue, because these are the types of expressions that indicate to you as an individual your personal flow. When you are looking at yourself and you are asking yourself, what is my personal flow? How do I personally flow naturally? Expressions such as this are excellent clues, because it illustrates a difference between what you think of as being normal or what you think of as being good or what you think of as being efficient, and then what you do, which may be different. And in that, there's a reason why you do what you do, how you do it. If some individuals are very focused on processes, or some individuals are very accomplished at research or evaluation, and some individuals are very accomplished at engaging depth.
Sorry, engaging depth. Okay, yes.
Yeah, that they enjoy moving in steps and observing what the steps are and accomplishing each step in a process, and they are very accomplished at that, and that is a natural flow for them. Other individuals may be very different and are not as focused on the process. And in that, let me also express to you, as an aside, that this particular subject is actually important for other reasons also, because in societies, most societies throughout your world, for generations and generations and generations, individuals have been encouraged to focus on outcomes and goals rather than focus on processes. Therefore, that creates a situation in which the individuals that naturally flow in a process are, in a manner of speaking, placed in a position of disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And the individuals that don't necessarily automatically pay attention to processes are encouraged not to pay attention to them at all, which is a disadvantage for them also, because it encourages you to not be present. But in this, moving back to the subject at hand, and in relation to an individual's natural expression and their natural flow, some individuals are not as focused in relation to the processes of any particular subject, and therefore they do procrastinate, or they leave to the last minute. Now, let me express that that does not mean that they don't engage a process at all. And it doesn't mean that they aren't paying attention to their own process at all. It's simply that some individuals are not as attentive to all of the details of a particular process, and therefore, in their natural flow, they move through them more quickly. Now, in that, some individuals, as I was expressing, they engage processes and they very much pay attention to each step, and they evaluate each step. Others are more interested in how they can move through those steps as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Let me give you a small example. Let's say that the individual is engaging school, and the class is being given an assignment, and they are given, let us say, 3 weeks to complete this assignment, at which the end of will be a test. Now, the individual such as yourself that is not as focused on all of the steps of the process likely will not engage much of the assignment until directly prior to the test, at which point you, as this individual, hypothetically, would be more inclined to be moving through the information as possible, which is also very indicative of your inclination to binge watch programs. You don't want to wait through time to observe the episodes. You want to watch them all at once and have that continual flow and then achieve the end of it. In relation to an assignment, you would likely do a very similar action, in which, although you are allotted a certain amount of time to be engaging, studying the subject, you likely won't do it until it is closer to the time that you would be presented with the test. Now, many individuals that function in this manner will explain that by expressing that engaging the subject close to the time of the test keeps the subject matter fresh in their mind. That is actually incorrect. It is that some individuals process information very quickly. Individuals process information more slowly. Those individuals that process information more quickly become bored if they have too much time to engage the same subject. Are you understanding?
Yes, and I want to add another piece to it. Is that when I tried to study piecemeal, I cannot understand. It's impossible. I mean, studying the details without seeing the big picture makes me feel, I mean, I can't. It makes it very impossible for me to understand anything, actually.
Because it seems to not have a flow to you.
Precisely, yes.
And in that is very understandable. For you are processing information very quickly. Therefore, let me express to you, this is indicated in anything that you do, everything that you do. I would say to you that your conversations with myself is an indicator of that. I would say to you that most individuals would not have the capacity to engage conversation with myself for 2 or 3 hours, although they may express that they would want to, they would not have the capacity to assimilate that much information in such a concentrated time framework. And therefore, it would be not only uncomfortable for them, but they would lose most of the information that was engaged in the conversation. They wouldn't retain it. An individual such as yourself, because you process information very quickly, you have the capacity to input a tremendous volume of the information in a short amount of time, retain it, and process it in a manner in which you can use it. Mm-hmm. Let me express to you that most individuals don't process in that manner. Some do, such as yourself, and you give yourself clues that this is a natural flow for you by having the ability to engage conversations with myself in concentrated manners and retain the information and have the ability to actually use it and apply it. By procrastinating at times in a process of engaging some subject, whether it be moving or an assignment at work or some action that you may be engaging at home, regardless of what it is, you are more likely to not be engaging a lengthy process in whatever you are doing. And one of the reasons is because you become bored. You want there to be a constant action that is occurring, something that you are accomplishing and that holds your attention and that yields an outcome relatively quickly. If there is a subject that requires a considerable time framework to accomplish, you likely won't engage it until the end. Because you don't require that time. Now you see that although your societies have moved in directions of being very goal-oriented and end-product-oriented, it is recognized that most individuals do incorporate more time to process information, and therefore that is also allotted for. In school, you are given time to accomplish assignments. At work, you are given time to accomplish assignments or tasks. Whatever you are doing, you are given time to process because most individuals require that time to generate those steps through the process. You don't necessarily require that. And in addition, if you are engaging a lengthy process, it becomes boring and you lose interest.
Yeah, even with the episodes, now I feel they should have cut them a little bit shorter. I lost interest, even with that.
I'm understanding.
Yes.
And in that, I would express that with a program or a book, I would say to you that it would not be surprising that you might skip ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And this is another of those indicators that this is how you process information. You do it quickly. And in that, because you do it quickly, you don't express the patience for a process that is necessarily lengthy, which is also the reason that you incorporate a tendency to become impatient with yourself at times in relation to the process that you are engaging of becoming more aware. The piece that you don't always see is that you are accomplishing and the piece that you don't always credit yourself with is that you are accustomed to looking for a particular or specific outcome or goal rather than recognizing that the outcomes are occurring every day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the one piece that is a snare relation to that encouraged men to be so goal-oriented or outcome-oriented is that it encourages you to incorporate a specific idea of what the goal or the outcome is or should be. And because of that, it also encourages you to not notice that you are generating outcomes continuously. That is your process. Creating those outcomes on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, I will actually have to sort of like relax in that information because I've been judging myself very harshly, and whenever I would actually even succeed in something, I would feel that must have been the error of someone else. They didn't notice how bad I am because I could have not achieved that. That's interesting.
I would also express that is another piece that automatically discounts you.
Yeah.
Because most individuals do process less quickly, and therefore time is allotted for processes, that also automatically creates an influence in which an individual such as yourself will be more inclined to be judgmental of yourself or to discount yourself in expressing that you engaged shortcuts or you didn't assimilate as effectively as someone else, or that you didn't engage as much information as someone else, and therefore you have fertile ground to be discounting yourself. But that also is incorrect. The factor that you don't require as much time to be processing doesn't mean that you aren't giving yourself equal amount of information.
Actually, I do give myself more.
In many, many capacities, I agree.
Yeah.
Because you do process so quickly, but therefore you can incorporate more volumes.
Yes, this is what I mean. If I compare myself, when I used to study, I used to actually, yes, read way more than most of my colleagues in the subject matter. Yeah. And also because, I mean, part of me, I usually like to go, I'm going to discuss this in depth into topics as well. Maybe I don't go in depth as those who are very deep, but compared to many people I see, I actually do go in depth.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, this brings me to another question, because I try to notice, to observe people who process the information, who have conversations with you. And I've noticed that two particular persons are very methodical. I like their way, and I try to do it sometimes I can, but I find it very, probably not my flow to be as methodical in how they approach things, like a computer in a way, even though I can perceive myself as a computer in the way I structure my thoughts, but it's very different in the way I do process information.
I would agree.
And I am very curious about, I mean, probably what you've explained is the reason why people process information differently, because these two persons, and I don't see anything in common in both of them except actually being tumult, but I'm not sure that even being tumult addresses that, unless it does. I mean, I'm maybe also thought focused. I don't know. But I mean, I didn't understand why they are both quite methodical. Families and orientation wouldn't play, not orientation, focus type wouldn't play a role. It's just this flow that you explained.
Explain.
Okay, this is how I'm trying to explain it. Like, for example, I want to achieve a particular outcome. They achieve it in steps. Like, I will pay attention today to red cars if I want to buy a red car. I mean, I will make a point that this is exactly what I want to achieve, and this is how I'm going to achieve it, and I will pay attention to exactly that.
Very well.
I like what they do. I try to implement it. It doesn't work. I mean, it works like for 10% with me, and it doesn't. I sort of like many times I start with the process to map my thoughts, and then I throw it aside, and then things happen in a way.
Now, this is an excellent example of differences in processing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is also an example of what I was expressing to you in relation to how you process and the difference of processing more quickly or less quickly. And one isn't better than the other. They are merely different. They each have aspects that are beneficial and that are efficient for the individual. Now, in this, I would express to you that attempting to move in a direction, such as you are noticing with another individual that processes in that manner, in that capacity, that they want to move in a particular direction, or they set a particular goal, and therefore they then give themselves something to pay attention to, such as the red cars. In that individual's process, it may be very helpful to them to have a focal point that they can concentrate on and that will allow them to maintain their direction in what they want and what they are paying attention to, and reinforcing that. For an individual such as yourself, that may not necessarily be efficient, because you are continuously inputting and you are processing in a manner in which your outcomes are being expressed quickly. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, for you to engage that type of process would be very similar to dwelling on a particular subject and becoming bored with it.
Yes.
In this, it is more efficient for you to not necessarily incorporate a singular focal point, but rather to be engaging a direction that is more encompassing. Are you understanding?
Yes, yes.
Therefore, Adam, you would be more paying attention to a direction, and anything and everything that is associated with that direction. Therefore, encompassing perhaps many subjects and many situations, but knowing that they all are being expressed with a common theme. Another individual may be too distracted in that type of an expression. There are too many subjects that are occurring, and therefore the subjects would be distracting to them and they would lose focus.
Yeah, I mean, this is also even what I'm doing now is in what I'm doing now, I would, for example, rather, and I'm actually even considering doing that, hiring other people that work with me, because the way I do things, because of the depth part, and maybe this is what you're saying about the different focal points, I go into so many deep, different things, which makes it very difficult for me to finish it or to do it without me getting bored, because I get into the depth of things. I would better...
Yes.
Yeah, I think for me it would be better that I manage people to do what I want to do rather than me doing it myself. It is not efficient for me to do things myself than me directing other people to do them.
Which is what we have discussed for a considerable time framework about you managing.
Yeah.
Yes. And directing.
Yes.
And the difference that many individuals are being directed, but individuals that naturally move in a direction of being the director are definitely not comfortable in being directed. And in that, I would agree that in relation to the execution of the details, that creates a situation in which you become bored. It is not that you don't have the attention to detail. You do. You very much do.
Yeah.
You see the details, and in that, you are aware of the details, but in the manner in which you process, you see the details, and your perception is 4 steps ahead. This is the reason that you would become bored if you have to execute all the details. Because that incorporates time. And your perception is already 4 steps ahead. Are you understanding?
Very much so, because also I will tell you so, because actually I used to do that a little, when I was a lawyer, when I used to direct teams, it was easier and more efficient. And then losing confidence in myself bit by bit, I stopped, so I can relate to that. And the most interesting part, not only that, is I have been having conversation with some senior people in different careers, and when I was discussing these things about myself, but I wasn't able to discuss them in that structured manner. I mean, we were talking, having a sort of friendly conversations. I looked like a freak for them, and they kept telling me, no, maybe you don't like to do things. Maybe you should actually push yourself. And it was interesting to see how we hold very different perceptions about how things are done.
I would agree, but what is important for you is to be clear and to be aware of these aspects of yourself and to be accepting of that. For in that, then you have more of the ability to express yourself in an efficient manner in which then a other individuals understand and see you in relation to your efficiency rather than continuing to place you in a category that you don't fit.
Yes. Which actually brings me to that. Yes.
And let us return to a scenario that you and I have engaged previously, merely as an example. Now, if you think about a director, a film director, this individual must be engaging the entire scenario of the film. This individual sees the whole picture. This individual is directing all of the actors, but not only the actors, the crew. The individuals for sound, for lighting, for makeup, for costumes, for set design, everything. This individual is directing all of those other individuals to accomplish a specific vision. If you engage with that director and attempt to fit them into one role in the film, they won't fit. Because their vision is the entire picture. Not parts of it. Or a conductor. The conductor sees and hears every instrument in the symphony. Not merely one. All of them. And how they all interplay with each other to create the symphony. The conductor cannot be categorized or fit into the position or the role of one violinist or one pianist, because the conductor's role is the entire picture, directing the whole, very similar to the director of the film. In this, those individuals must be clear about themselves and must be clear in relation to their perception of themselves and their acceptance of what they do and their difference. Otherwise, other individuals won't accept them in that role. they must be clear in relation to what their natural flow is and what they do, and express that confidence in what they do to allow them not to be categorized in any other manner. Are you understanding?
Yeah, yes, of course, yes.
Therefore, in this, what I would express to you is this returns us to what I have expressed to you previously. This is your natural expression. You are not an individual player. You are an individual that incorporates the type of personality in which you are a director. Now, that can be expressed in many, 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 many different manners. But regardless of what direction you move in, this is an important factor for you. It is important for you to acknowledge that natural flow of yours and to express that confidence that this is what you do.
Yes.
So therefore, not to settle for other expressions that don't fit with you. But this is an important factor because confidence is very significant. And you gain that confidence or you develop that confidence by generating more clarity in relation to what you now do and accepting that. And it is very easy to move in directions of not necessarily accepting that by expressing in manners as you did that you are a last minute individual, and that isn't necessarily good. That is an easy example of what I am expressing to you in what you naturally do and looking at what you naturally do and seeing that as a positive and a benefit rather than discounting yourself with it.
Yes.
Even in relation to your binge watching.
Of course. I want to watch freely, yes. Very good. Let's have a short break.
Very well.
Thank you.